Welcome to the MadTech Podcast special from ExchangeWire, a weekly deep dive into a pressing industry issue.
Hello and welcome to the MadTech Podcast. I'm Amy, editor at ExchangeWire, and I'm pleased to be joined today by Catalina Salazar, who is Global Head of Walt Ads. Welcome to the pod, Catalina. How are you?
Hi, Amy. I'm doing really well. Thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm great too. Thank you. So today we'll be discussing the retail media landscape, looking at its current state and key shifts, what's driving success in the sector, as well as how the market is evolving. So what is the current state of retail media and e-commerce, and what key shifts are shaping the industry?
So it's really interesting, the growth that I've seen in the last few years in retail media. And I think, you know, I always say that a few things happen in this last couple of years to kind of propel the industry in the speed that is going right now. First is obviously we had the whole cookies deprecation story that started fueling that need for first party data and that kind of consumer data to be more scarce and difficult to get for brands. Then we had the whole GDPR deployment and the need to kind of be more privacy focused. That also kind of had an impact in the main media ability to gather consumer data. And then you had the pandemic that kind of shifted so many of those audiences that weren't that digital savvy into retailer platforms. So if you have less data and then you have privacy and then you have the pandemic pushing everyone to retailers, it was just like a magic formula to kind of pivot retailers into becoming media entities. And since brands and like the industry started to understand the potential of using this first party data and to connect directly with consumers at the point of purchase, that has actually meant a major growth. And the trends are really interesting. Like, I've seen reports that show that retail media is growing four times faster than search marketing did it in its time. And obviously, search was a very new thing. Digital was a very new thing so many years ago. And like, we're more used to digital marketing right now. So I obviously expect that to be faster. But it's incredible. Like in 2026 and 2027, it is projected in sub markets to actually kind of reach the pace of like above the line investments. So yeah, I think that the biggest trends that are shaping this industry right now are personalization and machine learning. I think people want to connect at a deeper level with consumers, and for you to be able to do that at scale, AI is super important because you need to understand a lot of different variables like location, like preferences, previous shopping behaviors to be able to create that really personalized experience. And you wouldn't be able to do that without AI. So I think AI has been like a fantastic way for retail media to leverage all of that data in a scalable way.
Yeah, AI has been a game changer, really. And on the topic of growth that you were talking about before, how can data collaboration fuel business growth and enhance retail offerings?
Yes, I think the first thing when it comes to data collaboration is obviously remain very compliant. You know, people are concerned about the usage of their data. And I don't think our industry has done a really good job at really telling the consumers what is the value on providing data and what they're getting in return. I see GDPR, you know, has resulted in the practical applications in like very long cookie consent screens that like people are like a little bit annoyed to actually go through this major list of like consents, and it's not very clear what's the value that you're getting from providing your data. So I think the first thing to do as an industry and to kind of really make the best experience for consumers is first to tell them, you know, how data really can shape their experience into a personalized experience and what you get from having less irrelevant, you know, exchanges with brands. If they can actually get to know your preferences And it doesn't have to be, you know, your telephone number or your name. It's just how you show up and what you like. Actually, your experience on the retailer side with the advertising on social networks whilst you're doing your day-to-day activities, that kind of exchange could be of much more value. So I think data collaboration is going to help us do that in a way that is, privacy first and compliant. And it's going to enable us to extract the right insights that really matter. So we recently created kind of a hybrid data clean room collaboration platform alongside a measurement framework through our partner AppsFlyer. And it was really interesting to see that through this data collaboration, a brand can really segment our audience however they want, however they see fit, rather than us creating 5 million segments of like potential shoppers that they might be interested in. The brand, through the collaboration platform, can actually create segments that truly matter to their business. And for me, that's fantastic because I am intending to serve customers or brands in about 30 countries, and they all have their own data insights and their own ways of creating audiences that are valuable. And I couldn't really physically hire the team to do that at scale. So I will have to create these like predefined audiences and say like, here you go, here are our segments, make the best, the best of your ability. And I don't think that's ideal. Brands have a lot of investments in understanding the customers and they know them better than we do. So having these data collaboration platforms where they can actually come in, bring their data in a GDPR compliant way, we can bring our data and then they create the right segments that matter to them. And being able not only to create the segments, but also export them into the different touch points that we have. And then on top of that, bring all the performance data from those segmentations. So you're actually gaining learnings. That is so valuable and so attractive. And it's like what we as an industry have always dreamed of doing and is now a reality. Now, you don't need to worry about having multiple engineers and SQL experts to create segments and like bring value. Like at your fingertips, now you can do these things with, you know, partners that have a larger footprint, and then you can find the people that you really care about. So I think it's fantastic. Like, I'm super excited to see how our clients take advantage of these features.
Yeah, definitely. There's loads of benefits there, advantages. Yeah. So what smart strategies are driving success in retail media today?
I think the most successful clients that I have are clients that are really thinking end-to-end, and I'm not isolating retail media to a performance trade marketing channel only. We see that like if we're able to connect with different teams inside the organization, like the brand managers and their agencies, and we're kind of really orchestrating those communications. So we are making sure that, you know, we have a campaign on TV or out of home that is connected to how the consumers are coming to our app and like seeing the same message or like connecting that journey with the next step. That integration really results in like much better results in terms of performance in the app. I think kind of differentiated your product before people just see discounts from a creative perspective is super important. And that's why off-app audience extension products in retailers are super, super valuable and are growing so fast because they enable those brands to meet those customers before they actually are in the app buying. And they can tell beautiful stories. They can, you know, really excel at creative opportunities to differentiate that brand before you come into the app or the retailer and buy. So I think the smart use of those off-app audience extension products and then how you also integrate them into the bigger com strategy is really fantastic. And I see that really shaping through performance. Also, to finalize this point, personalization again, really enabling test and learn about what audience audiences really want in terms of discounts, what level of discounts are ideal, what are the segments that don't need that much discount, what are the ones that you can capture quickly. So audience management and testing around audiences is super important and is driving a lot of performance for our clients as well.
Yeah, definitely personalization is key. Now, looking at how the delivery market is evolving, what does that mean for retailers and brands?
This is super interesting because if you just look at the market dynamics from a financial standpoint, you just see growth and like double digit growth quarter after quarter. Like there's something so interesting in the dynamics of like the delivery business, because at the end of the day, people want selection and they want convenience. And, you know, these apps and marketplaces are bringing, you know, a vast selection, and the partnerships grow all the time. Like at Vault, the growth of our new verticals element, which brings like new shops, new verticals we didn't have before. We started as a restaurants business, and now you can basically find anything you will find in a shopping mall. So we like to think ourselves as the shopping mall in the pocket, and like, just having all this selection, affordability in the things that we're offering, and also the convenience of getting things delivered so quickly, is just growing and growing and growing. And you can see that in the financials of any of our competitors, and including ourselves. So what does that mean for brands is the ability to connect really quickly and to kind of shorten those sales cycles, and to ensure that people are having a very good experience with your brand, meaning that, you know, you impact them, they have the desire, they take the action to buy, and that product is in their houses and in their homes in like 30 minutes. Like, it's a really great equation for brands to be, you know, shortening those sales cycles, connecting with that tech-savvy younger generation that is craving for that convenience and cannot live without that anymore. So I think it's a great growth opportunity. Is something that brands and retailers have to jump in quickly to accelerate that growth in their own businesses and find those partners that could help them achieve those objectives of growth that they also have. I see an amazing opportunity for brands of all kinds to really lean in into the industry and create this, you know, work amongst all the parties involved that result in growth of their categories.
Yeah, definitely. There's loads of benefits there for brands that they can jump into. Yeah. And in what ways are consumers benefiting from advancements in retail media and delivery services?
Yes, I think, as I said, just recapping a couple of my previous points, definitely the convenience, like people are now getting things at their fingertips in like minutes. The fastest delivery I had in my life before, like ordering and getting it, was like less than 10 minutes, which is mind blowing that, you know, we can get things basically as we think of them. So that is obviously a great experience, very difficult to do, but we're aiming to kind of shorten, you know, those cycles every day. We are obsessed on doing that better and faster. I also think the consumer gets the ability to shop around and find the best deals that, you know, they can. It's really easy for them to find things that are priced in their capacity, but also like you can find from the, you know, cheapest option all the way through to the most expensive item according to your taste and your needs. It just really gives you time. And I think time nowadays is just such a precious gift. You know, we're so busy, things just get more complex day in, day out, and then just having this time back and that flexibility to buy what you need when you need it is great. I also think personalization, as I said at the beginning, being able to, you know, understand what you really want even before you think you need it, and just making that experience super seamless for you is great. And now kind of with data collaboration as well, being able to integrate that experience in offline into online and then back into your offline at your home, just moving across that journey in a more seamless manner means that consumers have a better, you know, better sense of value from those brands that are understanding them better. So I think those are, for me, you know, time, getting time back, getting like affordability, you know, in what you're doing, and getting obviously a great experience are the three things I think customers are getting from these advancements.
Yeah, there's so many things there that they can get from it. It's really good. Well, I think that wraps up everything for today's podcast. Thanks so much, Catalina, for joining me. It was great to have your insights.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you so much for inviting us. It's great to share with you today.
Yeah, great to have you. Thank you. And thank you to all our listeners. That was today's MadTech podcast special.
Thanks for tuning in to this MadTech podcast special. We'll be back to discuss another hot industry topic soon.